Faith Mitchell dumped the contents of her purse onto the passenger seat of her Mini, trying to find something to eat. Except for a furry piece of gum and a peanut of dubious origin, there was nothing remotely edible. She thought about the box of nutrition bars in her kitchen pantry, and her stomach made a noise that sounded like a rusty hinge groaning open. The computer seminar she'd attended this morning was supposed to last 3 hours, but that had stretched into 4.5 thanks to the jackass in the front row who kept asking pointless questions. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation trained its agents more often than any other agency in the region. Statistics and data on criminal activities were constantly being drummed into their heads. They had to be up to date on all of the latest technology. They had to qualify at the range twice a year. They ran mock raids and active shooter simulations that were so intense that for weeks after, Faith couldn't go to the bathroom in the middle of the night without checking shadows and doorways. Usually, she appreciated the agency's thoroughness. Today, all she could think about was her 4-month-old baby and the promise Faith had made to her mother that she would be back no later than noon. The clock on the dash read 10 after 1 o'clock when she started the car. Faith mumbled a curse as she pulled out of the parking lot in front of the Panthersville Road headquarters. She used Bluetooth to dial her mother's number. The car speakers gave back a staticky silence. Faith hung up and dialed again. This time, she got a busy signal. Faith tapped her finger on the steering wheel as she listened to the bleating. Her mother had voicemail. Everybody had voicemail. Faith couldn't remember the last time she'd heard a busy signal on the telephone. She had almost forgotten the sound. There was probably a crossed wire somewhere at the phone company. She hung up and tried the number a third time. Still busy. Faith steered with one hand as she checked her BlackBerry for an email from her mother. Before Evelyn Mitchell retired, she had been a cop for just shy of 4 decades. You could say a lot about the Atlanta force, but you couldn't claim they were behind the times. Evelyn had carried a cell phone back when they were more like purses you strapped around your shoulder. She'd learned how to use email before her daughter had. She'd carried a BlackBerry for almost 12 years. But she hadn't sent a message today. Faith checked her cell phone voicemail. She had a saved message from her dentist's office about making an appointment to get her teeth cleaned, but there was nothing new. She tried her phone at home, thinking maybe her mother had gone there to pick up something for the baby. Faith's house was just down the road from Evelyn's. Maybe Emma had run out of diapers. Maybe she needed another bottle. Faith listened to the phone ring at her house, then heard her own voice answer, telling callers to leave a message. She ended the call. Without thinking, she glanced into the back seat. Emma's empty car seat was there. She could see the pink liner sticking out over the top of the plastic. "Idiot," Faith whispered to herself. She dialed her mother's cell phone number. She held her breath as she counted through 3 rings. Evelyn's voicemail picked up. Faith had to clear her throat before she could speak. She was aware of a tremor in her tone.
"Mom, I'm on my way home. I guess you took Em for a walk."
Faith looked up at the sky as she merged onto the interstate. She was about 20 minutes outside of Atlanta and could see fluffy white clouds draped like scarves around the skinny necks of skyscrapers.
"Just call me,"
Faith said, worry needling the edge of her brain. Grocery store, gas station, pharmacy. Her mother had a car seat identical to the one in the back of Faith's Mini. She was probably out running errands. Faith was over an hour late. Evelyn would have taken the baby and left Faith a message that she was going to be out. The woman had been on call for the majority of her adult life. She didn't go to the toilet without letting someone know. Faith and her older brother Zeke had joked about it when they were kids. They always knew where their mother was, even when they didn't want to. Especially when they didn't want to.